This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. 18th of May 2026, a sixth day. Hello, wherever you are, whenever you are on this day, Monday the 18th of May 2026. You are very welcome to the show. This is Tune In with Erica. My name is Erica Longdon. I'm the host on Monday morning, kicking 1-2 Radio off, and also an advisor on 1-2. Listen along with all my wonderful colleagues. Always an honour to be connected to the 1-2 family. And to you. Today, thank you for joining me. I do appreciate the fact that you've taken time out in your busy life to come and sit with me for half an hour and listen to what I have to say. I'm always so honored that people ever want to hear what I have to say or what I have to share, and I do it with an honest and open heart and the hope that it will be helpful to someone. So a very good morning, by the way, to Erin and to Polly, who I know are listening but can't get in the Facebook chat room. I am running a Facebook chat room, which is already very busy. I'm just going to refresh it because I can see that there are people in there. And let me have a look. Come on, mouse work. I know I say this every week. Oh, I must buy a new mouse. Okay, a very good morning to... Oh, come on, mouse. Mousy, mousy, stop messing about. Let me just turn this into all comments so I can see it the right way up and put people in the order that you actually appeared in the chat room. Okay, good morning to Jean McIntosh, to Kat Garner, to Jennifer Hart, to Tara Elizabeth Holowaty. Let me just see if I can make the mouse work further down. And to Nadine joining me this morning. I know lots of other people will be joining us as I go along, and I have my wisdom tarot with me, so I will be able to pull you a card because I can see that there are requests already in there for a card. For those of you who cannot get in the chat room, or maybe you're joining me on the on demand later on, this show will go to on demand. I am recording it. It will get there as soon as possible afterwards. So I did us all a card for the day, which actually, given what I'm about to talk about, makes absolute sense. It is the Four of Fire. Now, the fire deck you associate with action and passion, but actually the Four of Fire is a card that's a really contented one. It's always about hearth and home. There's a lovely couple on mine with the home in the background. It's a card about celebration. It's a card about gratitude. It's a card about being grateful for what you have, for your home, for peace and prosperity being in your home, and contentment in your personal life. So it's a very homely card, the Four of Fire, which, as I say, is unexpected in the fire suit. But it does lead me quite nicely onto what I was going to talk about today. I sat as ever and said, what do you want me to talk about today? And they've been saying the same thing since first thing this morning, so I get it. And it's really an extension of what I was talking to you about last week, and it's just come to me even more strongly this week with what's going on in the world, that we only have two homes in this lifetime. You have your body. That's the home that will go with you everywhere. It's the home you were born into, and it's the home that will be with you everywhere in this world until you breathe your last and expire. It is the most important home you will ever have, so take care of it. The other home, the only other home we have, is planet Earth. Unless you know something I don't and you're planning to go down a wormhole, or you've already invented something that Elon Musk hasn't, we are all living on planet Earth, and she is our home. And it's, apart from your body, it's the only consistent home you will ever have. All the rest is detail. So I think that we have to be very mindful about taking care of the two homes that are the only ones that we are guaranteed that we will ever have. And I know people have asked me before, when they've been asking me to buy raffle tickets for this or charity, this, that and the other, which I will happily do when I have the means to do it. But they say, well, why don't you give to this and why don't you give to that? And I said, because my main charitable giving goes to organisations who will protect the earth, who will stand up for Mother Earth, because if we have that, we have a home. If we don't have that, we have nothing. Even our body will not survive if we do not have planet Earth. So I'm very strongly shown to be talking about that today. And they gave me the phrase when I sat and meditated. I have a radio background and a television background, as I'm sure you know. And there are so many radio stations in the States and here called KISS. And when I trained in radio, I said to my boss, why are there so many stations called KISS? What does it stand for? And he raised an eyebrow at me and said, keep it simple, stupid. And that's exactly what KISS in radio means. And the idea is, he explained to me, is that you take a very simple idea, you don't try and overcomplicate things. You take an idea, a nugget of an idea, the thing that really means something to you, that comes from your heart. Take the thing that is the nub of life, that which is important, and then express it in the simplest but most profound and most erudite, if you have words, the best way you can with all the skills that you have. And in terms of radio, that means keeping it simple but doing it very, very professionally, is what KISS Radio stands for. But it is a metaphor that translates into life. Take the simple idea that we have to take care of our bodies and we have to take care of Earth, and do it in the simplest way that you can possibly manage. And recently I have been, I know you all have because you've said in the chat room, I have been taking stuff to charity shops and offloading stuff that I have accumulated so much, and it feels so good to declutter. Because I'm trying to create a simpler life. I'm trying to look around my house and everything that I have, I want to be, either it is useful to me or it has a real heartfelt significance to me. Everything else is going out of the door. It'll be interesting to see how much I can do. But also, I want simple food. I want simple, organic, healthy food. I want clean water. I want free time to have peace and just sit there and not have a to-do list running. Or even a hobby. Just, we have lost the art of just sitting and gazing. And sadly, we have totally taken that away from our children. Young people do not know how to sit and be with themselves. And I think, you know, I fear for them that they don't. But all you can do is try and pass on this wisdom or take them out into nature when they will be very frustrated that their phone doesn't work and wonder what to do with themselves because they have lost the art of not looking into a screen. So I was going to share that. So KISS, keeping it simple. What else came to me? Oh, that's right. I was thinking about, because then I said, what about AI? And I don't know about you, but I'm getting to the point with AI where I'm looking at stuff on Facebook and other social media or on the news and saying, can I actually believe what I'm looking at? AI, like everything else we've ever invented, has a double-edged sword. Yes, I can see the uses of it. And I have used a chatbot occasionally to tidy up some prose that I've written and have a look and just think, does that say it better than I said it, or can I blend with what it said to say what I mean more succinctly? And sometimes that works. But I resent AI when it is taking celebrities or ordinary people and using their image and using their voice to make them say what someone else has on their agenda. That I resent deeply and I mistrust it. And at the moment, I did say to my daughter, who's a digital media artist, how can I tell that it's AI? And she said, well, if you look at the lighting, it's a little too crisp. She said, but not for long. They'll eventually get it, so you can't tell the difference. So what do you do with that when you can't believe what you see on the news, or you can't believe what you see on the internet because it could be AI? Well, I think it comes back to good old-fashioned trust. And I am so done with hubris. I really am. So it took me on to thinking about what can I trust? Well, I can trust myself, I think, and I can trust my friends. For me, if I take it back to the nub, to the core, to the kiss, keep it simple, I can trust, I have to trust my word. Whether I'm right or wrong, I may be wrong and I'm open to being wrong, but I have to be able to trust my word when I open my mouth and say something. I don't know if you know the book, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. They turned it into a lovely film, but there's a letter in that that the key character, Juliet, has asked someone to write her a reference, and she actually picks someone who she knows does not like her. She does it quite deliberately. And this woman says of her, with all her faults and foibles, if she says she will, she will. If she says she won't, she won't. You can trust her word. And it is, you know, no is a complete sentence. Yes is a complete sentence. So I have my word that I can keep simple. What else did I come across? I spent the weekend looking at, oh goodness, the politics over here. I know you've got them in the States. We have them over here in the UK as well. Oh, it's all kicking off. We're thinking of replacing our Prime Minister. Oh, really? But what I looked at, there were two huge divisive marches, massive, tens of thousands of people in London. One was pro-Palestinian and the other was extreme right-wing. And somebody drove a lorry with a great video screen on it into the middle of the right-wing demonstration and showed a video of all the people of different races and different colour who have been immigrants, who've come to the UK, and the great things that they have done for the UK and brought honour to the UK or made a huge difference to life in the UK. And these right-wing people were hurling themselves at the lorry, trying to claw at the screen and pull the wires out. The police stopped them. They couldn't do it. But I just thought, how sad that you're so triggered. Why can you not see there is another point of view? Is it your hatred? Is it your fear? Is it your isolationism? We have caused such division. We really have. So all of that hubris, I think the only way round is to keep it simple. You've really got to pare it back because we're being fed all this information all the time. So that was a bit of a convoluted conversation, but that's what they wanted me to talk to you about. And I'm halfway through the show. So I must get in and do you some cards. By the way, don't forget that Mark Husson follows this show. He'll be over on YouTube with Astrology for Life. And I have to say, today on Mark's show, it is showtime because he's going to put up a blank chart and everything you've learned for the last few weeks is going to come together as you start constructing a chart. It's going to be great. So don't forget to join Mark for that on YouTube. Apropos of which, I will probably be moving over to YouTube in about a couple of months' time because we are all migrating over there. Yes, Mark, I know if you're listening, you'll be jumping up and down thinking, finally, I've persuaded her to do it. I haven't got my head around it yet, but yeah, I do not want to lose the connection to 1-2 Radio and the 1-2 family. So I will get over my, it's not even fear, it's just learning something different and getting myself over onto YouTube. I already have a channel, a YouTube channel, so I will get it together, Mark. I'll go over there. So I can see lots of people now coming in this chat room. So let me get my act together and do you some cards for the day. The cards have been really on it recently. I had a card reading at the weekend. I went to, I was working at Healing Light Festival, which is a massive festival here in Cornwall, and I had a reading and somebody said, you have a long way to go. And I did say, do you mean that in terms of the length of my life or how much I've got to learn? And spirit raised an eyebrow at me and thought and said, what's the difference? So, okay, let me just turn these comments the right way up and get stuck in. And I know I've got a good spiritual team with me today. So good morning to Jean McIntosh. Amen, you say, to the business of life and keeping it simple. Your house sale is closing quickly. I hope so for your sake. I know what that's like. You would like a card. So let's see what card we can have, please, for Jean McIntosh that will be helpful as her life moves on. There we go. Interesting. I've got a selection of cards for you, all of which will make sense considering that you are closing a house sale. One is the inspiration. I have the Queen of Fire with her black cat, which is that nothing is going to get in this woman's way. Once you're on this, you've got it. You're getting it sorted. Right in the middle is the Three of Swords. Now, sometimes that's a card of great sadness, but it's a card of letting stuff go, of the wheel turning, of new changes. And we have connections to the houses that we sell. They could be good connections or bad ones, but either way, it is a severance, an ending. So be sure, Jean, to make peace with that and let the house go. And then I've got the Five of Water, which is someone looking over a river because it's a new emotional beginning. So they're saying very carefully, make sure this is a new emotional beginning when you let that house go. Make sure that you cut the cords to it. And good luck with the sale. Kat Garner, you love these cards. You would like a card this morning. It is my pleasure, Kat. So let's have a look. A card for Cat, please. What should we know for Cat's highest good? There we go. You like me, I had this card. It's the one, the Ace of Earth. It is new material beginnings. On my deck, this is a little girl with a book in her hand, and she's going to walk up this golden pathway through the flowers to this beautiful, looks like the White House. I've said this card before. It's a white mansion, and it's a hall of learning. It can mean a windfall of abundance because this is the Ace of Earth, the Ace of Coins. It's good fortune and it's learning. And it's also, if you've got to sign something, it's a lucrative contract. So something new beginning, Kat. Jennifer Hart, good morning. Beautiful picture of your jasmine. Is it jasmine? Yes, it is. While it pours with rain. It's a bit damp here today in Cornwall, to put it mildly. I know you would like a card. You've stopped your housework and having a cuppa while you listen to me and then Mark. Okay. You'll like this card, especially as it's got flowers on. It's the Seven of Earth. Again, I know what this means to you because this lady is in her garden and she's not in pretty dresses. She's in her work clothes. She's got her dungarees on. She's been digging the earth. And behind her, there's a brick wall because the past is behind it. The past is done. The past is over. And she's got these beautiful peonies in front of her and she has prepared the earth. And behind her is a watering can and she's watered these new seeds and they are looking stunning. There's the most glorious garden in front of her, and this card is about seeds well planted and efforts. All the effort that you put in will be well rewarded. So I know you'll like that card, Jennifer. Okay, let me make my mouse go further down. Good morning to Tara. Good morning to Nadine, who would like a message. Okay. Apparently I'm not on air. Oh, okay. I'm going to try this again. Apparently I'm not on air. So I've just rebooted the system. You'll have to tell me whether I'm now back on air. So let's see. It says you're hearing a show from February. So let's see how long I've got. So I'm going to just nip down because I've been doing card readings. And if you haven't heard them, Jean McIntosh, you got the Ace of Earth, which is new contracts, new beginnings. Kat Garner, I'm trying to remember what card you had. It was a fire card. So very positive fire card. Jennifer Hart, you got the Seven of Earth, which is always about the past being over and new seeds well planted and a glorious garden growing in front of you, being rewarded for your efforts. And I just got to, there's Pamela. So let's see if people are telling me whether I'm now on air. Let me have a look. It's very strange. It's showing me that I'm on air. So I don't quite know what's happened to the system. Okay. It's not my Facebook chat. I'm obviously having techie details today because it's not showing me what I need to see. I'm now going to go right down the bottom. And am I on air? Well, I'm going to assume that I am. Joni Thompson has joined me, so you would like a card for the day. So 3, 2, 1. Can I have a card, please, for Joni? There we go. You're preparing to go to the beach, apparently, with some special goings on. That sounds lovely. Interestingly, that the card I have, the lady is on the beach. It's a Two of Air, Two of Swords. This can sometimes be a card of blocked mental thinking or pretending there's not a problem. Follow your own heart rather than try and make other people happy is the message I would get from that. So I'm hoping, I'm in the last few minutes of this show. What I was saying at the top, if you weren't able to join me, is I had a strong, strong message about keeping life simple, to deal with all the hubris. And good Lord, there's a military helicopter going past my door. I'm sure you can hear that because this sounds like the roof is coming in. Don't often have that happen. There as I am saying, keep it simple. Simple food, clean water, peace. The only homes that we have are our body and planet Earth. Everything else is detail. I said that last week. So keeping life very simple and not getting caught up in the hubris of news, of AI, with celebrities saying things that they never said because their identity has been usurped. And the same can happen to you and me. So I like to speak my word. My word is my truth. Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm quite willing to change my mind. But the only truth I have is my own word, and I'm going to stick to it. So I was saying, hopefully I'm now back on air, that there was a lovely quote from the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society book in which somebody wrote, had been asked to give a reference, and they said, with all her faults and foibles, if she says she will, she will. And if she says she won't, she won't. Her word is her bond. I would like to hope that I'm able to be honest and authentic enough for that to be my truth as well. No is a complete sentence and yes is a complete sentence. So I'm now seeing that I'm out of time. I've no idea whether I have actually managed to stay on air, but anyway, I was saying at the top, I am so honoured that you take the time to join me every week. It is an absolute pleasure to have your company. Hopefully this will have been recorded, even if I didn't make it on air, so I'll put it up on demand. And I will see you at the same time next week. Get ready for Showtime with Mark Husson, Astrology for Life, over on YouTube. And I will be with you at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care.